Like, I'm gonna talk about it for a month.
Like, Miyamoto should quit. Because like, I'm gonna be saying that shit for like 2 months, man. Quit Miyamoto. Let's start a petition.
Stop it, Miyamoto.
With the reason I put a chair is because I sit on chairs.
Because I like Japan, you know. I like Japan. So you I know put Japan. In game. I like it.
Wait, you didn't see that the story developer?
No, but dude. From what you're telling me, man, it's like
the why? Whole time I'm gonna just pile it on, man. Pile it on.
I like the arc.
And nice. You could tell he was so enthusiastic. Like you, like,
he's happy about it for himself because he likes those
he
things.
Literally acted as if he had just discovered a livable planet in a galaxy. That's what he's like, you know how I came up with this? Let me tell you.
Let me tell you. I was like one morning drinking coffee and I was like the best morning ever. And light shone upon me and I thought, arcs.
Yeah, he's like, you know how in
you
temple,
know what's the world? It's just,
yeah, arts. Because you could tell as he's explaining, I think he's really believing. Is it epiphany he had? He's a temple, like, you know, arcs. Do you know how in an arc you like to walk under it? And I thought,
you know, you don't want to use this in the game.
It's a very like Apple moment.
You can. So you didn't discover wait, what you, gravity.
What do you call this? What do you call this, Miyamoto? Innovation.
Innovation. You know, another one was like, because again, I love Super Mario Maker. Like, I'm really excited about the game. But when he's trying to explain how he's riding on a cloud, he shows you a drawing. He goes, you know, in some games, I've always wanted to ride on a cloud. You know, imagine how it would just be riding on a cloud. And then they show you 8-bit Mario riding on a cloud. It looks nothing how he's describing it.
Maybe in his head, he sees it differently.
In his head.
In his head, it's magical.
In his head, he's dragons, literally on a fucking cloud. That dude should quit, man. He's too old, guys.
He's Miyamoto, though. You kind of need that crazy.
No, you don't, man. You need, again, I feel that if he's out of the equation, everything gets fixed. Like, just take him out, and you're good. You know?
I only agree with you slightly.
No, he almost didn't let Splatoon happen. He almost didn't let Link Between Worlds happen.
He didn't let
those
things happen.
One of the two big surprises and hits of Nintendo, he was like,
see, that's the problem. We just have to hide those things from him. If we can, like, not show him those things.
Yeah, if you just like, bypass him.
If we just kind of like, you know, put him, leave him in the chair. It's like in a room next to the Nintendo offices and corporations.
Just draw a circle on the floor.
Just call it Miyamoto Cole.
Just draw a circle on the floor, right?
Yeah.
Like a small circle. And then put Miyamoto in there. Go, all the creativity that you have, keep it in this circle.
They should give him an office, like a whole building to himself called Miyamoto. Called Miyamoto like
headquarters,
offices headquarters
arc,
and it's just gonna be him
corporation
arc, whatever Nintendo Art Corporations all about arts.
And then your job is stay in this building and
stay in this building and manage it and manage Miyamoto-ness. That's what you gotta do.
Oh man,
Kickstart for Miyamoto to
yeah, Kickstart to fund Miyamoto to like have him retire already.
Yeah, kickstart his retirement.
Yeah. There you go. We'll retire you at like 10% of your income. You know, is that cool?
No.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another awesome episode of the Super Smart Gaming Podcast, Randomly Generated Encounters. I'm one of your hosts, Kent. Please get excited. Join with me today, we got the dynamic duo, or trio, I guess.
it's a dynamic duo.
I lost it.
What would that be?
The Trinity.
The tremendous trio. Yeah. The tremendous
Trinity. It's the Trinity
Like the Kingdom Hearts.
Like the Kingdom Hearts Trinity,
special.
You know? You gotta go Trinity. Trinity, that's all.
Delta. So, one of us is Sora, one of us is Groot, and one of us is Delta.
I would probably be Donald Duck. I would be that.
I can see you.
I'm Donald Duck, guys. I would
not. I'm not one of those quarterbacks. I think I would
be. Who would
be.
Who are you? Like a Tron. I don't know. Just need a harness.
There you go.
But yeah.
So thanks, guys, for coming.
Oh yeah.
Hey, did we even
introduce ourselves?
No.
Oh, go for it.
Dude, who am I? No, I'm just kidding.
Who are you?
It's Andres. What's up, guys?
It's Raul back. I'm glad to be back.
He's back.
I'm back.
He's back.
I've been here for a while. Can I even say I'm back? I just been here consistently for like 7 episodes now. So I just
You're right.
Yeah.
We are back from the E3 extravaganza.
Yes. Yes.
E3. It was a trip.
It was a trip.
It was a fun ride.
It was a fun event that we didn't go.
Yeah.
I experienced it through my phone.
Yeah.
And I sat down in the luxury of, you know, my chair.
Had a burrito.
Yeah.
Had some water.
Chipotle. I had a little Chipotle. And I watched, you know, like.
Yeah, we got all the news.
Got
all the news that comes out from E3.
This episode, did my research.
We're going to talk all about it.
Yep.
And then we're going to answer the age-old question of, should we kickstart Miyamoto's retirement?
And the answer would be, of course.
We got to take a poll on that later, so yeah.
So with that, let's start with Nintendo.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Let's start with Nintendo.
Oh, no. All we've been talking about this
so much. We should come up with a system on this.
Go for it.
I think if we don't want to, like, talk about it, we should just say, like, Shiggy out.
No.
Okay.
Shiggy out.
Okay. Don't worry. I could talk about every point.
I could talk about everything too.
Nintendo announces Sonic Boom Fire and Ice.
You don't need that.
That's good. I mean, I the gameplay.
I thought Chronicles didn't do very well. How was that?
I mean, the way that they're describing that Sonic Boom Fire and Ice is going to be played is very similar to an old Sonic game. But Sonic games have been doing well on the 3DS. Their app game just
only
sold
on the
3DS, like
3DS, man.
Their app game just sold like 100 million, or it's been 100 million downloads. So, I mean, I think Sonic games are that game.
Oh, it's on the 3DS.
Yeah, it's on 3DS.
Yeah, I hope they're doing well.
It's going to do well. Fire and Ice is
going
to do well.
Keep going
on
this track because, man, we do not. What's that, 09, 08? What was that Sonic that was really bad?
I think it was the one where he has a girlfriend, right? He has a human girlfriend.
Yeah, the bestiality version of it.
Yeah.
You don't need that, guys.
But, I mean, it's a game that I'm not excited about, but I think it's going to do well.
I hope it does. You know, I hope they keep making good Sonic games because the last couple years, man, it's...
Yeah, I'm more excited to see Rodea because that's the same creator of Sonic, and that game looks... more fun. I don't know if you guys have seen the trailers to that, but it's really interesting.
I haven't seen that.
It's really good. I like it. It's on the Wii U and the 3DS.
For Sonic 3DS?
How do you feel? It's not.
I never liked Sonic.
I like the old school Sonic.
I even like the old school one. I always felt like it was too...
on the rails? Like it was a rail one?
It was either too on the rails or too clunky.
It was a little clunky.
Yeah.
I can see the clunk.
That's what it was for me.
It was too clunky. Because you got Mario, and you can't compete with Mario. Mario, that platforming was, I think it was done very well for its time.
The problem with Sonic games was the same, was why it couldn't incorporate into 3D, right? You're advertising speed, but you still have to provide platforming, and those two things, like, you're going to go fast stop. You're going to go
fast,
you can stop.
Jump or die.
Yeah. Fast stop.
It's like one of those two things. Yeah. Like, you're there, you're going to die.
Yeah. But yeah, excited. It'll do well.
I like Sonic, though. I like old school Sonic. And Adventures. Adventures?
Sonic Adventure, yeah.
Not Adventures. Damn it.
The one on Dreamcast?
Heroes. Sonic Heroes for PS2 and GameCube.
All right.
It's probably my favorite one.
All right. Then we have, what is this? Return to... Popolo Croix?
I did not. That wasn't on the Nintendo Direct.
Popolo Croix.
Yeah.
You guys
Return to Popolo Croix, the story of
Season's
Fairy Tale.
It's RPG, right?
RPG.
Yes, you played it.
3DS.
I have it.
Reveal from XSEED. Crossover from both franchises.
PSP, right?
On the 3DS.
Sony?
No, this is on the 3DS.
Oh, they're not.
Yeah. It'll be a 90-era turn-based RPG, JRPG with farming elements. Smartly integrated into the gameplay.
Uh-huh.
So you're excited because you have this game.
I don't even know what this game is.
I really like it. It's a good RPG, but... I like it. I'll buy it.
I mean, it would work on the 3DS.
It would probably work on the 3DS.
Okay.
I can see that happening.
So it's a JRPG. I'll check it out.
It's very good, dude. I especially like the art style.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, the one for the PSP was, it's like very It's just very funny, and it's
cool.
It's
got really cool. I'll check it out.
Next, Devil's Third.
Oh yeah, Devil's Third
releases August 4th
for the Wii U.
Retail on Amazon.com Japan exclusively for 6,700 yen, or you could buy it on the eShop on the Wii U.
Yeah, so this is a very like these are those rare games in the Nintendo library in the Wii U where it's M for Mature type of game, yeah. Right?
It's very, and it's also like the game that I don't know. I mean, I wanted to see it. I don't think it's gonna be good. It's one of those games that's been out. You know, this was a THQ game.
Yeah.
And then when THQ went under, they sort of like, you know, float around in limbo for a while. Then yeah. Nintendo picked them up along with Bayonetta 2. And
yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, Bayonetta 2 did well. And I think that's a good combo because Platinum games were already really good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Nintendo, you know, basically gave them the like support to do it.
Yeah.
Well, Devil's Third, if it was a Ninja Gaiden type of game,
yeah,
I would be like, cool. But it's not. It's a multiplayer team-based.
Yeah.
Multiplayer only, unless they added something else. Some sort of team-based thing, you know, with guns and katanas.
Yeah. And that's what Nintendo's going for, right? Yeah. If you look
it sounds like super generic to me.
Yeah. If you look at the other release they're going very heavy on local multiplayer, or just multiplayer in general. They're trying to get
why though.
So the reasoning is the Xbox 360. What will work for the 360, right? What work for the 360, right? Your friend has Halo. He has Call of Duty. Like, dude, you gotta buy the system for this game. Play online. There you go. Nintendo's late to the party with online and with multiplayer.
They're very late,
but now they're trying to catch up. Yeah,
yeah, and it's working. I mean, I feel like, man, dude. I just hope their quality. Their quality games are good multiplayer games. Because if not, man. They're just going to get another bad rep.
Yeah. And he'll be gone in a couple of months.
And I just don't think they have the market in the Wii U, especially the type of gamer for that genre to make that successful. I don't know. Maybe they do, but...
They were able to do it with Monster Hunter. You know, Monster Hunter is good.
They did do it with Monster Hunter.
But there's a reason that they didn't release Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate on the Wii U.
Why not?
Because they just don't have the way that Capcom said it goes, there's just not enough people buying the Wii for it to be profitable. Like, we have a choice. We could release it for the Wii U, but we just won't make a profit.
That's true.
There it is.
Just wait. They're just going to have to wait.
We got Hyrule Warriors.
Legends.
Legends.
For the 3DS.
Coming to 3DS. Will contain Wind Waker characters.
Yeah, Tetra and the what is it? The Red Lion? The King.
King of Red Lions.
The King of Red Lions. I was excited when I first saw it because I thought it was going to be literally that same game on my 3DS.
It's not, man.
The more I thought about it, I go, I already own this game on the Wii U. Why would I buy it on the 3DS? Mm-hmm. And then I thought about it more, and then I go, wait, why is it called Legends? If it's called Legends, that means it's some type of watered-down version of the full game, and it's going to be...
Which it is.
So I'm less and less excited the more I hear and see about this game.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's interesting to see how... They're able to try to fit all those characters. Like, I imagine it's not going to be as many characters.
Yeah, it won't
be.
You know,
do that, man.
It's just not going to work.
On the new 3DS, it could have happened, maybe, right?
Yeah.
But they're like, there's not enough people buying that thing. So, yeah, it's going
to
be.
To me, they should have waited, to be honest. Yeah, man.
To me, it's like an equivalent of like when they ported Borderlands 2 to the Vita.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's, you know, it's just a barren wasteland with nothing in it, and it's laggy, and, you know. Like,
yeah.
Like, the game wasn't made for handheld to begin with.
I feel like it might be a little kind of like... Oh, I'm sorry. I feel like it might be a little bit like Monster Hunter 3 when you played it on the Wii and I played it on the...
A 3DS?
On the 3DS and we get, like, different, you know, we fight different things and there's, like...
Yeah.
There's limitations to it.
But I think it's going to be worse because at least game was... It wasn't that bad.
Because
it wasn't stripped. It was just the graphics.
Yeah, it was just the graphics. And, like, you know, you get, like, a certain monster that I don't, or you get to mine something I don't see.
Yeah.
But with this, man, you're incorporating, like, all the fighting, all the characters. That's a lot.
Yeah. And that's large scale. Like, there are good. Like, you could see, like, 50 enemies on the screen. If Smash has trouble with just 4, I can imagine
very,
trying to
very
see.
Very detailed, though.
That's true.
The Smash 4 on 3DS, very detailed. 60 frames per second. I don't know how they're going to pull it off with Legends.
Yeah. I'll see how it goes, but I'm as far as I know right now, I'm not buying it. I already have the full version.
Well, what about
a bunch of little red squares?
What about would you buy Legend or Legacy?
Legend of Legacy. Yes, I want to buy that. So Legend of Legacy.
North America. This fall from Atlas. It's an RPG where players try to learn the truth about the secret agendas of the seven explorers in a place called Avalon.
Whoa. Yes, so Legend Legacy is the writer's Masato Kato, which also wrote, he wrote Xenogears, uh-huh. right? Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross, Final Fantasy VII. He's a scriptwriter, planner for all these games. He's also involved in Kingdom Hearts. Mm. The only reason I heard about this game was because I saw an article like, oh, from the same team. It's a part, most of the team from Chrono Trigger, uh-huh. including him, because he was the event planner and the scriptwriter for Chrono Trigger. I'm really excited. It's a classic RPG. It's very much in the style of Bravely Default. So if you play Bravely Default, it has a storybook type of thing. As you're walking, the trees are coming up, and the world is being built.
Cool. Okay.
So it's pretty cool, but the gameplay is very standard turn-based, which I like. So I'm really excited about Legend Legacy. It comes out what, this fall, right? September, I want to say?
This fall, yes. North America this fall.
Yeah, so I'm hoping it's going to be a retail release, not just a download. It's been out in Japan. I think it came out a couple months ago, last year or something.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so Atlas is publishing it, but the company that made it also made, I forgot what the games they make, but yeah, cool. I'm excited for that one.
What about Yoshi's Woolly World? Didn't this game come out already called Kirby Epic Yarn?
Yes, and also Kirby the Rainbow Curse, which I like. I do love those
games. What is it? Is it going to be 3DS?
It's a Wii U.
See, that's where I have my problem with Yoshi's Island. Because I bought the new Yoshi's Island. I'm going to rant a little bit. Because I don't hate the new Yoshi's Island.
Because
you know how people are like, how you get those complaints, oh, it looks too kiddie. It's,
uh-huh.
I loved the first Yoshi's Island, the one for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you know, it's been a while. I waited like I don't know how many months. You know, I'll buy it. Yeah. I'll buy new Yoshi's Island. I played it. I really like the graphics. I like all the new, I like the new art style. I like all that stuff. But the only thing that they kind of did, well, I felt they did wrong was it didn't feel as good as the first one. I feel like they tried to get. I feel like they changed too much of it.
Interesting.
But is that due to nostalgia?
That's due to nostalgia. Yeah. I think that's what it is. Because the first game was just so tight. The controls were good. And everything connected. This one, it feels a little clunky.
Is this one the 3D one?
It's a 3D one.
The new one, yeah. The Yoshi's, new Yoshi's Island.
And it felt a little too...
You know, that's probably what it is. And I don't know, like, what is it about?
Some of the puzzles developers are fun.
It's the same issue with like Little Big Planet, where people say like, "Oh, the control is too floaty."
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, what is it that in game? I don't program games, but I'm interested to see what is it that makes a 3D game controls like. Why can't you just emulate a 2D game control exactly?
It doesn't flow that well.
Maybe it doesn't look well. Right. Maybe that's what it is.
So I have a rebuttal for it, because I played Yoshi's Island and I'm playing it from fresh eyes.
Here we go.
So when I play
That's good. I know what you're talking about. I'm gonna let you talk and I'm gonna hear this. And
no, you listen here.
I'll talk to you about this. Go.
Okay, so when I like the game. I love Yoshi's Island for the SNES.
And I knew you would.
So, but to me playing it as a brand new player, it feels floaty. As I'm playing it, it feels very floaty.
Yeah.
So I like it again. For me, it could also just be that the nostalgia factor, because the reviews are lukewarm, right? Like 7.5.
And I understand that.
So with Woolly World, I think when I saw the gameplay, one of the people presenting said something really cool, which I think what Yoshi's Island, or new Yoshi's Island, I'll try to do. Uh-huh. They go, look, if you're a brand new player, if you're a little kid and you want to just have the easiest experience, just the bare bones experience, we built the game toward that. And in Woolly World, they also showed in the trailer, she's explaining it, if you are a more advanced player, we made these alternative routes. So there's more than one way to get to a level to make it more difficult for you. Like, you find all the coins, or you have to do these crazy jumps, very similar to that.
That was the next point I was going to bring
up. So I think that, you know, but I get you. I'm the same way when I'm like, oh, that's not like how I remembered
it. That's the point I was going to bring up. Of course, I didn't. I mean, I still like it. I really do. It's not a bad game. It's just the nostalgia of having the first one and having it, you know, so fast-paced, so fun. And so vibrant and colorful. It's just like, from this transition, the graphics are nice, everything's good. It's just, I don't remember it being like this.
Yeah.
And it was just so easy. I mean, you would die.
Yeah.
Like, let's say, I mean, I tested it out, because the first time I died, it was like, oh no. And I didn't die till like world
4. So I've gathered up like hundreds of lives during at this point. I didn't die to World 4.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, so there's like this little bubble that comes out. It's like wings. And if you keep dying, you get better wings. And I'm like, oh, well, what's the last wings you could get?
Yeah.
And it's basically a lifeline.
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, they shouldn't have. I mean, you don't have to take the bubble.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, oh, you know, it's okay. But they did try to get a different audience. And I could see that if it was a younger audience, it would have probably gotten the wings. And it would have just flown across the map.
Yeah.
So a
cool thing about Woolly World, which I'll relate to that, was, yes, they're trying to get a different audience, but I feel that with this one, the marketing is a bit different.
Uh-huh.
Right? With New Yoshi's Island, they just kind of
released it.
But with this one, even with their amiibo, the actual amiibo of Woolly World, he's a plushie. He's not plastic.
Yeah, I saw it.
He's not like plastic like this Lucina amiibo that I have right here on the desk.
It's very beautiful.
But he's literally made out of yarn and plush.
Did you say how much that's going
to
cost?
They have not said that. Here's a cool side story. In France, they had to cancel the first shipment because there's rumors that someone in the company destroyed all of them on purpose.
What?
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. But yeah, so with Woolly World, it looks fun to me. I want to get it, but right now I'm in Rainbow Curse for the Kirby one.
Yeah.
So I probably won't buy this game.
I'm going to have to wait on it.
And they're very similar gameplay. Like I look at it and go, that's very similar to what I have. So it just feels that part of it is... they just got Rainbow Curse, put Yoshi in it, and they kind of continued
on. I'm going to have to wait on that.
Yeah.
If they do this right, if they entice me a little bit more, I'll get it. Because I ended up getting New Yoshi's Island, which I didn't think I was going to get.
Yeah.
And...
did you get it at full price?
I didn't get it at full price.
Okay.
I just got it used. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy it, play it. And they did do some good things. For me, I went all around the map trying to get that 100. You know how you get the scoring? So I would get, like, I got 100 on the first whole world, I think. And that was good. And the coins and the flowers, so that's all good. I mean.
All right.
That's how they try to make it hard for us. That's about it.
All right. Speaking about making it hard for us.
Oh, wow.
Another game is announced is Super Smash Bros. Wii U. 3DS, which specifically the two new characters, right?
Yeah.
Roy from...
called it
Fire Emblem.
And
Ryu, or whichever you prefer.
Ryu if you're Japanese.
Yeah.
Ryu
from Street Fighter.
Yeah. Also Lucas. Lucas.
And Lucas. Yes, Lucas
from Mother. Well,
Mother 3.
So you're a huge Smash fan.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel? What's up?
I remember talking about this, I don't know how many episodes ago. It was probably a long time ago.
Yeah, a while back.
It was like literally when...
it was a while back.
When Smash 4 came out. And I'm like, they're going to release Roy. They're going to release
and
Roy.
I said they're not
going to release Roy. And I went online and I made my own little, you know, fake...
I remember that.
...thing. It's like, oh, you know, they're going to release Roy, man.
And I said no still.
And you said no. And everyone was like, no, don't give me Roy. And it was going to happen, man. It was bound to happen.
I also said that I'm glad they released Lucina instead of Roy. I did say that.
They took him out in Brawl, and then I think that's where it kind of just hurt him a little bit.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you know, they wanted Marth, they wanted Roy. But I'm happy because we got all new characters now, so that's good.
So, I mean, I think one of the coolest things about this is Roy is... his damage is more on the base of the sword compared to Martha's on the tip. Lucina, her sword is all around damage. Whether you hit with the tip or the base, it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Right? So it says you hit with her sword, it hits. But her hit is lower, right? So it's equal across the whole sword, but it's not as strong as Marth or Roy's.
Yeah.
With Ryu, I thought the cool part was, one, Kent, you called it. You said last episode that's gonna be Ryu from Street Fighter 2.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. There he is. Yes, I called it. But what I like about Ryu, if you input his original input, so if you do half circle, A, to do the Hadouken, it hits harder than if you were to put like front A.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I think that's cool because that's gonna get a lot of hardcore Street Fighter players to be like, what? I could play Ryu as I've always played him. I don't have to learn anything new. I could just jump into this new game.
There it is. And play.
That's actually cool. Smart. I mean, I think that shows Sakurai at like his best, right? He's like,
Sakurai could put him in, right? At the top right now.
Yeah, man. I could put him in and just be like down smash, or how about we program him how he's supposed to be, he's meant to be played.
And that must have taken so much work. Having to do two different little things. I mean, man, Sakurai, that guy knows what he's doing. I like that. And of course, Lucas. So there you go.
Lucas. I mean, a lot of people like Lucas. Not too much of a. I didn't really play with him that much.
Yeah, I'm gonna use but my I'm Lucina amiibo.
Way more excited for Roy, and you and your Lucina amiibo.
What about what about Earthbound Beginnings? Are you guys excited for Earthbound Beginnings, aka Mother 3? Mother One.
It should be on the 3DS. Why is it not on the 3DS?
I believe that.
You have NES Virtual?
Well, it's on eShop.
It's only on the Wii U, though.
Oh, interesting.
That's no. I don't see that.
They're using it to push the Wii U. They've done
because
it.
Mother 3 they're is trying coming to milk to the Wii U. It so hard.
Yeah, so there it is. No, well, Mother 3 is it's a SNES game. It's never been released in the States, but like I said, they should release that one. But if it's on the Wii U, just put it on the 3DS. It's an NES game. Should, you know, it can run.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I've been playing Earthbound, and I really like Earthbound. You know, old school grindy JRPG, but different setting. Mother Beginnings, I probably won't buy it though. I don't want to play an NES game. I'm not an NES person. Not down, guys.
All right, here's the Megaton one. Super Mario Maker.
Dude, go first.
I'm gonna let you go first.
Okay. Really excited. When I first heard about it, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But when I saw the championships and the crazy stuff you can do in that game, and I thought that was the most, because I was watching with Andrea, and the whole time we're like, oh yeah, I was like, oh, we'll watch it for a little bit. Uh-huh. But then I was like, no, dude, why'd you make that move? Like, dude, no, he should have. And literally during pause, we're like, he should have done this. It's kind of like watching like a basketball game or a football game. You're like, come on, man, here's where he messed up, and you do the replay. Okay, he should have gone down instead of up. So I think the excitement of watching someone play these like crazy, impossible levels and watching someone with skill play, it's very interesting. Yeah, it's not amateur hour at Nintendo. Like, these guys are pros, and you're like, what crazy jumps? I'm thinking, I didn't know you could even do shit like that. I'm excited just to see the type of levels that people make. So I think this was their stat. This was their main game at E3. You know,
it was. I mean,
I'm buying it. Like,
literally, Nintendo, Mario. That's about it.
Okay, I'm saying,
I love that indie press conference when they talk about it. They're like, it was like Miyamoto and then the other guy, I forget what his name was, but it was like a scene talking about how like, oh, look at all this like original, like paperwork that we did to make Original Mario, and they go like, yeah, you know, it's this will give you an opportunity to try to be a game maker, and then they both sort of laugh about it, like,
those cheesy.
Yeah, maybe I'm game maker.
So
who knows? Maybe you just be making the next Mario game.
I mean, those stories.
No, I mean, they were being like genuinely, you know, about legit? Like a Japanese kind of thing. You know, when it came off, it's like, they're just like mocking people.
That sucks.
Those developer stories annoyed me, and we'll get to it eventually.
We'll
get
to it.
You know, those.
A lot of
ranting. Yeah, it was
like, a lot of ranting.
You know, but Super Mario Maker, I'm really excited about it. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to make some easy levels, some clever levels right now.
I were to buy, and this is where.
See, I don't know if it's going to be that easy.
Why?
I mean, because that was the same marketing that Little Big Planet did.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, it's gonna be so easy to make a level and this and that.
It's not.
And then when you actually get down to it, it's just like, mess around. Holy crap.
Well, like, people forget you have to work to make a game.
Right? Yeah, but then you go like, I want to buy Mario Maker just to play games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I think what's gonna happen is there'll be a small subset, which is usually how the case is, right? A small subset group of players who are super into it, make all the levels, and hopefully, you know, Nintendo has a good system in making sure those levels are being shared and, you know, being curated.
Behind that is they are going to have, and they already announced that they're going to have a, as far as what they said, very intuitive and easy thing to use where you could just download levels like on the fly, right? So you just go to a level database and you just get it on your Wii U and that's it. The only complaint against that was it's not, you know how Mario Kart 8, there is YouTube compatibility, right? Just upload it.
Yeah.
They're not doing that for this game. And their reasoning, which I didn't agree with, I think is all like crap, is, oh, well, we would rather have people build and play the game rather than watch it. But in my head, I'm thinking that's stupid because you're getting free marketing because people want to watch that game on you. It's going to be uploaded, period. Like, it's, people are going to upload their footage. Regardless,
it's like we just want a 60% cut.
Yeah,
that's all. Just give us a 60% cut.
Yeah, I mean, if they just make their own channel to upload it to YouTube, boom, you're done.
I mean, I could totally see how like the way they justify corporate wise, where they just go like, "What? Like, we made all these tools for them to like make
money?
Games,
oh, yeah,
and they're not even going to pay us for that.
Yeah,
that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah,
they should have made it.
Shiggy,
just like
you
Smash.
You tell them right now, that ain't gonna happen.
Shiggy, go out there and tell them your developer story right now. Tell them how you did it.
Tell them about Japan.
Well, I was sitting one day and I thought that's not gonna happen.
Sipping on the seats. And I'm like, nah.
I'm excited.
I looked at the clouds
that I wanted to write on so bad.
Don't put it on YouTube.
It says no. You can't do YouTube.
There it is.
Cloud talk to me.
And but, then like a giant gumbo jump out of the cloud.
And then I went under an arc.
Guys, we're banging on Shiggy too much, man.
He deserves it. And I'll tell you why he deserves it in just a few moments. But okay. Yes, Shumar Maker, I'm excited.
What about this one? Last Ball?
Okay, so
never even heard
announced
of it.
For Nintendo 3DS, multiplayer, first person shooter, soccer, hockey, basketball, like where you shoot the ball.
So Blast Ball.
Oh, I see. You're shooting.
So like, Blast Ball is a mini game within Metroid Prime Federation Force. So what happened was on day one, they announced Blast Ball. On Sunday when they're doing championships, they're like,
through chronologically. So that's
so Blast Ball is a mini game within another game. I'll include that when we talk about Metro Prime.
Now it's all coming together for me. I did not know that.
You don't even know, Kent.
That's a messed up move.
You don't even know, Kent.
I said, you know that game that you didn't really care about? We got to put it into the game that you really care about. So the actual press conference that comes up on June 17th starts out with Star Fox Zero.
Yep.
Wii U announced with the campaign by Platinum Games.
Yep,
and that's it.
So, Star Fox Zero, everyone has been wanting Part 2, Star Fox 64, right? They gave us Star Fox Adventures. No one cared. I mean, it sold. They made like 3 games. Still, everyone was, dude, give us Star Fox 2. All he had to do one job.
He had one job.
Star Fox 64 HD. Different bosses, different levels,
better graphics,
everything. Don't change shit.
Don't put arcs.
No, arcs are fine.
No Japan.
Arcs are fine. Arcs are there. They're fine.
Okay, you know what? Arcs.
So what he did was on the Wii U gamepad, you have the first person perspective. On the TV, you have the third person perspective, and you have gyroscope movement on the gamepad, right? It's kind of what Ken mentioned earlier, where he said he's trying to do the 3DS on the Wii U. It doesn't work.
It's wrong
because it's the. What, like 6 feet away from you?
Watch someone make like their makeshift, and it's gonna be like a big TV, and you open it like this.
And so I'm excited for Star Fox, somewhat for Zero. I'm not as excited as I thought I was gonna be. I feel that the first person perspective is gonna throw me off a bit. And what I saw from the gameplay, you could tell people playing it were thrown off. They're like, oh yeah, you could tell they're trying to start. Oh man, this is so cool. And you look at their faces, like, stop lying.
I just thought about this, like, they should just make the amiibo. That's a Star Fox ship.
They are actually, they're making that. Yeah.
Then you gotta keep it on your gamepad. Then you hold your gamepad horizontally. Then you look like from behind your Star Fox ship through your TV.
Yep.
So then the TV just shows the space, and you're imagining the Star Fox ship on your gamepad is flying through, and you use the gamepad's like motion control.
If that happens,
that's the next move. That's the next move.
Shigeru's gonna make a cloud, and he's gonna use the cloud to fly. You don't want that.
So with Star Fox Zero, you know, and we'll go to that developer story. I think it's gonna sell well, right? It's not gonna sell as well as Mario Kart 8, right? Mario Kart 8, I think, had 20% of people that owned it or Wii U bought it. Uh-huh. It's gonna sell less than that, but I think that a good amount of people were disappointed or even lukewarm excited, right? It was kind of like, because when I said, I go, oh, that's good. Now, huge Star Fox fan, that's nice, like, that's cool, whatever, you know, whatevs. But
it's kind of like the same thing as like. It's almost ironic they call it Star Fox Zero because it's like Resident Evil Zero when they did for the GameCube.
Do you know why there's an explanation?
And it kind of goes like, oh, like you're making the game that we want, but not exactly
how we want it.
How we want it.
Just take out gamepad. Because you could tell that
you can literally just
it was forced. It was literally like the development team, they're together and they go, you know what? This game is perfect.
No, it's great. No. This is how it went.
Go for it.
This is how it went. Guys, check it out. We were able to get Star Fox 64. You know, we got it all done on our Wii U.
Yes,
check it out. It's
love
so
it.
Fun. You guys can just use the control and
great
play.
Game.
It's like normal, man. It's like, you know, it's fun.
It's what everyone's wanted.
And then
the whole
Shigeru comes in. He's like, hey, what about that pad? What are you talking about? He's like, wait, what about that pad? Are we going to use the pad? He's like, well, it's a controller. No, you got to make the pad be part of the game. And then it is part of the
game. And then the team goes, shit.
And then that's it. Yeah. Rehaul.
Shiki is like, look, I did not make that trailer about browsing your internet on your gamepad.
Yeah.
And then you put it in front of the TV, and it becomes a TV, and then it flips around.
I didn't do that for nothing.
You better put this game pad on the game.
So he pretty much shiggied. That's gonna be an adjective. He shiggied the game. I'll explain how we arose to this. He just shiggied the game because it was perfect. It was fine. And then he comes in, and goes, "Oh, we have to use the game pad." Why? It adds no value to the game.
Why do you?
I'm gonna turn it off. I better be use my Wii U Pro controller because I'm not gonna use that gamepad.
You just go. Yeah. Like, can I just change it to a honk like Mario Kart 8?
Honk.
They should do that.
So I mean, I'm gonna buy it. I'll check it out. I'm a Star Fox fan, but I'm going to Wii U Pro controller. I don't care about the gamepad.
What would be funnier is they should just put like characters' faces on a gamepad, and every time you press them, they just come up with like one-liners.
Yep, I would prefer that.
Nice flying, Fox. That's what you're gonna get.
Do a barrel roll. Oh man,
it's just a soundboard while you're flying.
Yeah, you're right. It's like I'm gonna take it to a party and DJ like don't
do a barrel roll.
Don't do a barrel roll.
Okay.
Nice flying, Fox. That's when the bass drops.
So tell me about this Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes.
Okay, so Legend of Zelda Triforce.
Is this a game that's worth getting a 3DS for?
No, it is not. So Legend of Zelda Triforce it's a sequel to Four Swords. So Four Swords was a GameCube game.
Yes.
Where, remember
that? Was where you could connect your Game Boy Advance to your GameCube, right?
So it's a multiplayer Zelda game. And, you know, you kind of go towns, you go dungeons, and you kind of work with and against each other. Triforce cuts it down to three links. But they base it around clothes, right? So your clothes give you different abilities. Like, I think if you have the Zelda costume, you could play a song that does something or other. When I saw it, it didn't interest me just because it feels that they're aiming toward microtransactions, right? Where they go, oh, yeah, there's a lot of different outfits. And they showed you. But then I'm thinking, wait a minute. Either I'm going to be able to unlock those outfits or I have to buy them.
Or buy them.
So it feels very, you know, they're like, we need a Zelda game this year. Everyone wants Zelda. Let's just make a sequel to Four Swords. And their explanation of why they don't have four links is because it was too much. It was too crowded. I go, but you did it on the GameCube. But
it's Triforce, guys.
Cool
it's
thing.
It's not Quad Force.
There you go. That's the cool thing was it is like open multiplayer, so you can play with other people.
Can you play by yourself?
You can play by yourself.
Okay.
And if you play by yourself, you have two AIs.
Number though, three.
Well, Triforce. They can't.
But still.
Yeah. The other thing is that there's no voice chat. Right, and their reasoning for no voice chat, they go, well, it's because in games like this, there's always going to be that one person that tells everyone else what to do, and it's not going to be fun.
No, that's the whole
point. And they go, well, just mute voice chat, you know? Yeah. But, yeah, there's still no voice chat for this multiplayer game, but,
I mean, has voice chat really works well on handhelds?
Well, I mean, they got it for Pokemon. You can voice chat.
Yeah, voice chat works on Pokemon, right? It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
I like it.
All right. Weird. What's weirder is also the return of Mario Tennis Ultra Smash.
That's really weird. I wasn't expecting that to come out of your mouth.
Mario Tennis. Wow. I've never been a fan.
Neither have I. I can play tennis in real life.
All right. Shiggy out.
Shiggy out.
That's our first Shiggy out.
What about Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival? I did not realize that's the entire title.
Yeah, so it's incorporating a lot of the amiibos very much in like a board game, right? Very similar to Mario Party 10, your amiibos are acting as pieces.
This is the equivalent of Skylanders and Disney Infinity. This is actually like using you're getting all your amiibos into one set.
Mm, yeah.
That's not bad.
Well, that's what the Smash, there's a Smash set, but Animal Crossing is about roaming.
Yeah, right? but what I'm concerned now is maybe amiibo is required to play that game.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I can see that.
I mean, if they're putting amiibo in the title.
Yeah.
They are releasing five amiibos, Animal Crossing amiibos. Yeah. There's Nook, Isabelle, the one that does the hairstyle. I forgot who else. Ooh. But they're releasing five amiibos from Animal Crossing for this game alone. So I think he might be right. I'm sure they're going to have a pack. like Animal Crossing, like Sable Splatoon, you know,
the starter pack.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah.
Five Amiibos is gonna be like $20.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, again, Animal Crossing is about free roaming, doing your own thing, and now they're putting a board game with limitations.
I could see that.
Yeah. Shiggy out.
Shiggy out. What about this one? Metroid Prime.
Here we go. Here, this is my pen dropping. Just dropped the pen. This is my pen dropping. Okay, who wants to start?
This is crazy. No, I'm not going to start.
Stuff is going to
go. I already know it's going to happen.
Okay,
just go,
so.
Just go.
Metroid.
I just remember that as I was watching it, and then, you know, Greg posted on our Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh man, you know,
Metroid Prime. Only one thing I wanted to do.
And then when that was announced, I was like,
his heart,
you know. Careful what you wish for, because they deliver. But boy, did they deliver.
Yeah. Okay, so here is where he shiggied this. Shigeru Miyamoto shiggied this game. Now, let me explain how it came to that conclusion. When Star Fox, after Star Fox 64, right, they were looking to make the next Star Fox.
They were developing in
Rare. Yeah, Dinosaur Planet.
Developing for... Well, they were going to make the Star Fox for GameCube, right?
No. So Rare was making their own game called Dinosaur Planet.
Yeah.
Shiggy goes into Rare, right? And he goes, oh, you have a fox.
I have a fox.
We have a fox.
We have a fox.
So let's make... Why don't we just make this the next Star Fox game? So he took a game that had nothing to do with Star Fox, and he shiggied it, and he forced it to be a Star Fox game.
He did.
It's got nowhere near the reception of Star Fox 64, right? Fans were disappointed. They go, we wanted Star Fox 2. That's a great game. Why would you change it? Just add to it, right?
Yeah.
What he did with this game, which is what you see with Blast Ball on Sunday, June 14th, they show Blast Ball. And they go, wow, it looks very much similar to how Metroid Prime is. You got your blaster on the screen. You shoot. It has similar controls, how you move and everything. And someone online said, this is the next Metroid game. This is the next. So literally, some real whole article. And everyone was like, nah, you're crazy, man. They wouldn't do this to Metroid.
Oh, my God.
2 days later, they showed.
He was just sitting at his computer. I told you guys.
Did you like it?
Two days later, they announced Metroid Prime Federation Force. So Federation Force plays like this. You are in an arena with an objective. They go, you have to trap three ice beasts in these cages. It's a four-player match. All co-op. There's no four versus four. It's very like Monster. You're doing an objective, right? Uh-huh. The problem with this game, and I think it has right now, people made a campaign to not call it a Metroid game. There's 45,000 dislikes versus 4,000 likes since yesterday. The problem with this game is that it would have been a great new IP, right? Codename Steam it, right? New IP would have been a perfect game. But what did Shiggy do, right?
He visited
a developer. He goes, man, that looks so... Wow, that looks very similar to Metroid Prime. You know what? Slap Metroid Prime sticker on it. No, Metroid Prime Federation Force.
You know what?
He shiggied that game.
He did. And... some random...
It's a Federation Force.
Here's the deal. They released it as Metroid Prime Federation Force.
Yeah.
They should cut Metroid Prime because there's no Metroid in there.
Yeah. No,
And I like how they put it. You're in the Metroid Prime universe. Like, no, you're not.
Here is where it gets even, like, the crap just gets stinkier.
It already reeks.
So when they ask the director and the producer of Metroid Prime, they go, you know, why'd you do this?
Oh, my God.
And he goes, you know what? I want to make the next sequel to Metroid Prime. But
they just didn't give me enough money.
Yeah.
I just felt that there's more to tell in the universe, and this was the game. And then they go, this has been an idea for 10 years. And I go, no. This would have been a great game on its own. New IP, call it Federation Force. Don't care. But
it
do
looks
not
great.
Call it a Metroid game, because that's what... Samus will make an appearance, quote, end quote.
She's going to come, but she's going to be in a cutscene for 5 seconds.
The backlash was immediate. It was immediate. Like, everyone goes, really? Because you could just tell they're lying. Because
don't lie. Yeah. They said that they were going to release a Metroid game, and this is what they delivered? It's like,
He's lazy.
He shiggied it out.
He didn't want to make a new game. He goes, call that Metroid.
And they should have, you know, it looks fun. That's not my problem.
No, it looks
the
great.
Problem is there is no Metroid in here.
Yeah. It looks fun. I will probably buy it, but it's not a Metroid game. It is.
I'll buy it after, you know, they remove the
Shigeru.
It doesn't look like a $50 game to me.
No,
it doesn't.
That's not
I think they're going to sell for $50.
That's a $20 game on the eShop.
On the iPhone.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
Okay, it looks fun, but
it looks fun. Because, I mean, I could see it being like
Again, I'm buying. I'm buying.
You know, this game, pretty man. Cool Monster Hunter yeah. type of game, but no.
Yeah,
I can't. What's that? Anyway,
what about Shin Megami Tensei Crossfire Emblem?
What's that?
So it's released in 2016 for Wii U.
So it's the cross between Shin Megami Tensei and Fire Emblem.
is that why the emblem is in
there? So it has the fighting system of Fire Emblem, right? It's kind of like a mix of both like RPG tactical.
Uh-huh.
It's for the Wii U. It's very JRPG-ish. I don't think it's going to do too well here in the States. I mean, I'm a Fire Emblem fan. I'm not a Shin Megami Tensei mm-hmm. fan. So I probably won't buy it. And it's set in very modern times, right?
Yeah.
But it looks fun. I mean, I think it's going to do great with the RPG yeah. fan, JRPG fan base, but I don't think there's a big enough one on the Wii U here in the States. So, yeah.
Okay. What about the other one? Fire Emblem.
Fates. Yes. So, I'm a huge Fire Emblem Awakening fan. Also played the Game Boy Advance games, the GameCube game. I have the Wii one. I haven't played it, but I've been following this game since last E3. They announced it earlier this year in the first Nintendo Direct for 2015. It's called Fire Emblem If in Japan, and they just showed the first videos of the English translation and English voices, so mm-hmm. I'm really excited about this game. I think that it should be released sooner in the States, but it's next year, right? Yeah. Like March 2016.
Yeah, it's 2016.
So it's a great concept, but nothing. They didn't provide anything new since they announced it in the Nintendo Direct. So, I'm excited. I'm buying it.
You know what they didn't really put up? Do you guys know about they brought Attack on Titan for the 3DS
finally
to America? I just don't understand. There was no hype for that. I mean, I thought there would be more hype for it.
Well, I mean, I think it's tougher now to make a licensed product, you know, like based on an anime or a movie. Like, video game movies are gone.
That's true. They don't make them anymore. That's true. They don't make them anymore. I mean, like, because I wanted it when I first saw it. It was in Japan. They had shown me Japanese gameplay.
Yeah.
And that's all I got for I don't know how many months. And I'm like, I wish they would just bring it to America. And they brought it May 12th of 2015.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I hadn't seen anything. Literally, the only way I was able to find out about this was some guy had posted up like, oh, you know, Attack on Titan, I'm playing it right now on like Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, I didn't see anything. Yeah, it's like, really? No one told me about this?
What about this Fast Racing Neo game? Have you heard of this one?
What's that? Now that is something that I don't even... Is this a Nintendo
stuff? It's for Shinen and for the Wii U. It's a super fast-paced futuristic car racer. Kind of like Wipeout F-Zero.
Oh, I'm thinking F-Zero. Hopefully... I thought there was
going to be a new F-Zero. Yeah, that one looks awesome.
There's a lot of these teases. It's like, why not just come out with a new F-Zero?
Yeah.
But then this is like the reverse argument, right? Where, well, maybe you shouldn't put Metroid Prime name on that
don't
game.
Do it.
Uh-huh. And in this case, they didn't put the F-Zero name on this game, right? It's called Fast Racing Neo. Like, that's...
It looks cool, actually.
It sounds like the most generic name ever.
No, it's generic. It sounds like it could have used F-Zero. It's different, but the gameplay actually looks like a lot of fun. I think there's a PC game that Greg called me Rush or something, which is very similar to that. But yeah, I do like fast-paced racing games, very similar to F-Zero, so it looks good. Bit, I don't know if I'll buy it. You know, if it's $60, probably not. You know,
it's an eShop game.
Maybe eShop. If you give me retail $40, I might buy it. Right. I did like the.
I feel like that game should be like $20.
$20. It looks good.
Yeah.
But it's a race.
I know the game you will buy though. Yeah. Xenoblade Chronicles.
Dude. So Xenoblade Chronicles X. They showed the first videos of their English translation. The great part to this is, if you play Xenoblade Chronicles, it was British actors, very similar to The Last Story or something else. They always had the PAL version of it, so they're very British or Irish. With this one, there's American voice actors. It gives it a whole different feel, and the developers kind of mentioned that. They go, we want a different feel for it, not British, more American. So thought they did a great job, especially with them new Los Angeles, right? You could tell they're trying to be more American in
the last. We saw GTA, and
we liked it.
That was in GTA. L.A., we think we could do that too.
I was eating in L.A. eating a hot dog.
Like, here's where I think
we have Trevor in our game.
See, we have Trevor. Here's where I think that they're doing it right in, you know, their marketing, their releasing, because this is a grand scale JRPG, right? So we're always talking about how, you know, JRPGs aren't pushing the bounds of the system and everything, but this one is of the Wii U, right?
Yeah.
For that game to exist on the Wii U, that's impressive. Like, it's a huge, huge
free
roaming JRPG. Like, not like none you've ever seen before. Like, this one of those few JRPGs that are very innovative. Yeah. Very, you know, they push the limits to the system. They said that was Xenoblade Chronicles and it did well, but I think this one's gonna top it. This could be a, this could be a great game.
Like, all
right. Yeah, and it's release date. December 4th of this year. I want it to be September. I even made time aside to play this game in September, so I was like, I'll just play, you know, Phantom Pain until then. But
All right.
I'm excited. Yeah,
spaced out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's okay.
My only thing was, yes, release it sooner, but it's cool. I'm really excited for this game.
It's cool. I mean, like, you know, I was excited.
Bro, who's disappointed? All right, let's release it in September.
All of a sudden.
I was excited for Mario and Luigi Paper Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought there was going to be more of the original Mario RPG.
Yeah.
And I was like watching it like on the side. I was doing something else. And I heard the sound from like Super Mario RPG.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? What? And I was you will never get your
sequel, Ken.
You want it.
It is Chrono Break. You'll never get your sequel, dude.
No. Say that
you'll never get
but see Geno again.
Here's the crazy thing: Square Enix says they want to release more games on Nintendo systems starting next generation,
dude.
Yeah, so you might get our Super Mario RPG too.
Maybe I doubt it. This the team that made that game, they're like, oh shoot, we still got to make 15 Kingdom Hearts.
Oh yeah,
Final Fantasy 7 remake. Oh man. Get in line.
But Paper Jam is cool because it's combining Paper Mario with the Mario and Luigi series. So the both universes collide. It looks really fun. I've always liked the Mario and Luigi games. So I might buy it. That looks cool.
Those are cool.
As I'm playing Federation. Not Metroid Prime Federation, of course.
RPG 2, though.
What about Total Frame Maiden of Black Water?
Shiggy out.
With Dunridge Fatal Frame.
Dude, I haven't seen a Fatal Frame in like ever.
Since the PS2 for me.
Are you
the last one I played was the PS2. Yeah. That wraps it up for Nintendo.
I do have two.
Okay.
Skylanders Superchargers.
Oh yes, I missed that one.
With Magma Bowser and the Donkey Kong. I forgot what the Donkey Kong was called, but these amiibo. Here's the cool thing. Like, in the base of the amiibo, there's a click. So you like it's a little clicker thing where you can move it to go into Skylander mode or Amiibo mode.
Oh, okay.
So then you can use it both on Skylander games and the Nintendo games.
Yeah, Nintendo games.
Oh, interesting.
So then this is their cross promotion of Nintendo and Activision with their Skylander series to promote each other. But I think it's also Nintendo kind of, you know, swallowing their pride and being like, you're better at this than us, so help us out. And you can only get those two Amiibo via a starter pack for Skylander Superchargers. You cannot buy those independently, which I think that's good, right? I think Nintendo
I think more reason that the Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival would be more like the Skylander kind of sale where it's a package bundle kind of thing.
And the last one is Nindies. Did you guys hear about Nindies?
No.
So Nindies is Nintendo really, you know,
going indie.
So they call Nintendo Indies, right? They call it Nindies. Yeah. So for during this past week, you could have downloaded 9 free demos of indie games on the Wii U shop. And they're all really interesting, fun games. But that's Nintendo being very clear and concise with the indie developers. Like, we're going to support you and we're going to advertise you. So I thought that's cool that they made a wordplay with Nindies. Like, oh, they're Nindies, right? They're not Indies, they're Nindies. Yeah. So I thought that was a really good attempt by Nintendo showing, you know, independent developers.
I can see how like that's like their marketing for like that for the indie development.
Yeah,
like, guys, you could be with Sony.
You could be with
Microsoft.
But you'll never.
Or you may have a chance to see Shiggy himself.
he's thinking about clouds.
What is it gonna be?
He could Shiggy your game. You know, put Metro Prime on that.
You know what? You made a beautiful standalone game. How about we put
Let Shiggy crush your dreams?
I mean, that's dumb.
Put a Samus in there.
Here's the thing.
Couple of Marios.
Here's the thing, and maybe we go around and we could say, like, overall, right? Like, our impression of Nintendo as a whole in their presentation, right? Because for me, it just feel like he would never do that to a Zelda game. He will never have. Oh, never mind. Triforce. I take that back. It's Triforce right there, guys.
Right.
Zelda Triforce Heroes. But I mean, I feel that this year
they did it, dude. Zelda game. That's it.
Yeah, Triforce.
There you go. We're done.
So I mean, I woke up. I went to bed early
to make sure I was not tired by lunchtime, I used my phone data at work to watch this direct with the highest expectations. Like, last year you guys killed the Knockout Party. You surprised everyone. Bring it back, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Bring it back. And what happens the whole time? I'm watching it. Like, 20 minutes in, I was like, that's kind of cool, but hey, the surprise is coming. 40 minutes. I'm like, you guys only have 10 minutes for your big surprise. What is it? 5 minutes, and then it's just him talking about the stupid-ass arcs. Disappointed, Nintendo. Disappointed. I'm just saying, I'm a huge, huge fan of Nintendo. You heard me defending.
You're like the president of like Nintendo advocate.
Thank you. Name one episode where I did not defend Nintendo.
You're on your fifth turn of the Nintendo fan club president, 2015. Yeah.
Disappointed. I cannot tell you. I literally was at work for the last half day, just sad. Just.
Yeah. For me, it was like I didn't have much expectation going in there, and it also like it didn't move a needle for me at all.
No,
it didn't. Like I, part of me was sort of waiting for this E3 Nintendo showing to kind of get me excited, like because I've been on the fence about getting the new Super Nintendo.
They just pulled you off the fence.
Yeah, the new 3DS. Yep.
You right, and then
even the Wii U, because the Wii U price, I was kind of hoping that they should have dropped the price of the Wii U.
Yeah. They should have.
It would have been, if they go like, hey, by the way, Wii U is now like under $200. You know, it comes with Splatoon. I'd be like, great.
Done, buy it.
You know? But I was like, there's nothing there. There's a lot of tease, like a lot of like, right, like oh, you know, you're saving a lot of stuff for NX. The NX. Yeah.
They're saving too much for the NX, so that's the problem.
They feel like they're abandoning ship.
They are. And I think this E3 showed that. They show that Nintendo's doing a lot of...
They're moving their cards to...
A lot of spin-off. Half-assed games, right? Not a lot of time developing it, not a lot of marketing.
And this is where I stand, and I'm saying that they're just like... These are the last years, or literally like last years.
It's the end days.
For the Wii U, and they're just trying to milk it, and you can see that. Oh, you don't play with your friends.
Yeah.
Here's Metroid Prime.
Yeah, here's Metroid minigame.
And they're trying to milk it so much, and they're... Wii U?
Like I said, every fan had... Because of last year, every Nintendo fan had this great expectation. Like, you brought it back, Nintendo. You are back to your glory, right? You don't have the Star System, but you could still get your base excited. And they didn't do that. They disappointed.
The only thing I wanted to see...
Shiggy should quit. Petition to have him quit. So he's like, he can stop shigging games, man.
Just give him an office, like we said. Just give him an office called Shiggy Corp. And just have him run Shiggy things.
Your cloud and your... And dude,
he can make whatever he wants in there.
And we talked about... We spoiled this before we started recording, but that the story, the developer story, right? Where he literally thinks he discovered gravity. Right. He's describing it as the greatest epiphany to the world. He goes, you know what? In temples, there's these arcs, and people want to walk under them. So I put that in a game.
And I saw it, and I'm just like, there's arcs in real life. Why can't there be arcs in games? And that is when it hit me.
And in my head, I'm like, dude, I do not
Star Fox.
I don't give a damn.
They should have called it Star Fox Arcs.
Yeah, the Star Fox Arcs. But he should quit. Guys, I'm sorry. He needs to quit.
I can't believe I'm hearing this from you.
I can't believe I'm hearing this from me. Look, here's how disappointed. I had to buy a $44 amiibo of Lucina to make myself feel better. That's how I'm going to shamelessly plug my amiibo in there.
Man. The only thing I wanted to see, Zelda Wii U and the
NX, man. They're saving it for the NX.
Stop. That's the only thing I wanted to see, and they couldn't do that. They couldn't. I didn't care. I just wanted to see a trailer, just one trailer, you know?
Yeah.
Just one really good trailer, not a trailer of you sitting in a couch with what's his face playing like, you know, 15 feet away from the actual screen. Not that.
Yeah. But yes. NX. It's going to be for the next year. Maybe next year will be a better year.
I was going to say, I think next year will be a good Nintendo.
Yeah, this year was crap for Nintendo fan.
E3 anyway.
This year, man.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We got to simmer down, you know? We got to
chill. So, speaking of next.
Next.
We're actually going to... Well, we reached kind of like the end of our episode. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to continue on to the next episode. So this is episode
14.
14.
So stay tuned for 14.2.
Yeah.
What? We're going to come back. We're going to come back and talk about Microsoft, Sony, and then, you know, we'll see if we get to another continuity. Yeah. Continuation will be not 14.3.
Yeah.
But it would be.
We should call this.
It's gonna be Final Fantasy. I mean, it's gonna be RGE 14 Lightning Returns.
There you go. Oh,
should be.
We'll see. We'll work on the name.
So then,
but we'll see if we get there.
All right.
So,
sounds fun.
With that, stick around and check us out on the following episode.
Yeah.
Which will be soon. I think we're gonna upload all of these
tomorrow. Yeah.
Either right at the same time or real close to each other.
Yeah.
We won't milk this out.
We're not gonna milk it. We're gonna be like
Shiggy, you know?
Oh yeah, there's a Metroid.
There's
Metroid. Episode 14.
Episode
3.
3.5.
All right. Wonderful.
All right. We'll be back.
All right, later.
Showing all your wish. Make up to me so tenderly. Show.